Meet the woman who's making millions of dollars off slime videos on YouTube. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. We're continuing our series on the creator economy, and for lots of popular YouTubers, merchandise is the key to making real money. 24-year-old Karina Garcia is like the fairy tale merch story. She was a waitress who dropped out of college, and she made her first crafty DIY YouTube video in 2015 because her sister was on YouTube. Now she's got more than 7 million subscribers, and if your kids are begging you to make slime at home, she's why. Garcia launched the slime phenomenon in 2016 with fun variations like bubble wrap slime, glitter, that kind of thing. Now she's got a line of at-home crafting kits under the Craft City brand at Target. And she told CNBC that her business makes about $2 million a year. I asked her how this all feels.
I remember thinking in the back of my head, I was like, wow, this would be really cool if I could like not work anymore. But in my head, I was thinking like I might make money one day that will replace, you know, like a full-time job, like making minimum wage. But I never in a million years thought it would become my actual career. And it's so funny because slime is a big part of my life. So my mom's always making fun of me saying like, you bought this house with slime. And it's just like so funny, but it's really cool at the same time because it's slime. It's so random, you know?
Well, and it's so interesting because I feel like that's, you know, that's like the promise of this idea of this kind of creator economy.
Yeah.
But understanding how to translate this very specific thing that creators and influencers do into merchandise and business agreements. Like, what were some of the biggest things that you encountered that you didn't know how to deal with, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely really hard. I mean, like, when you come out with a product as a YouTuber or as an influencer, people are ready to rip you apart even if your product is amazing. And you almost, like, at first I used to be disappointed and be like, well, I could have worked harder. But now I'm kind of learning, telling myself, like, no, that's not true. Like, it is a great product. It's just that people are always going to have something to say. And also, just the making of the product as well. For example, slime. Homemade slime wouldn't pass all the tests to go on shelves. You know what I mean? It's just a really big like process. Also, usually with my crafting and with everything, I never really do measurements. All I do is I eyeball everything, to be completely honest. So for this, I was like, okay, I know I'm usually a hot mess in my videos, but I need to get it together and I need to, you know, figure out measurements, figure out everything and put that all into a box.
So what's your advice to people who are going to look to your success about being optimistic and working hard, but also being realistic?
I would say be patient. There's a lot of people that make YouTube for years and because they love it and it's their hobby. You can't expect to see money. And when it comes to, you know, you coming out with like merchandise and stuff, I would just say, you know, find someone who has the same vision as you, who understands your brand 100%. You can't go with someone who wants to like mold you into something you're not or change you.
That's Karina Garcia, who says, yes, she is perfectly happy to be called the Slime Queen. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.